Look, it is that time, Monday, and Monday is good food time, as Chef Gavin Foreman usually brings in something very nice and yummy, except when he's trying to test me with pushing the boundaries, but that's not the case this week.
You'd like to think that, wouldn't you?
I'd like to think that, because when I got in this morning, the hot word was, he's bringing in some sort of cake.
Cake, that is correct.
And you can't really go wrong with cake.
Really? You can flavour cake with whatever you like.
I suppose you can, can't
you? You can.
Anyway, mate, we've got a tea cake today.
Tea cake,
today.
Straight from the pages of the CWA cookbook.
Is that right?
No, it's mine.
That's your eye.
It looks like one of theirs. It looks like one of theirs. It should be still nice and moist and flavoursome.
Okay.
So,
So what goes into a tea cake?
Well, it's your basic cake: batter, eggs, sugar, milk, flour. And with tea cakes, mostly vanilla, but I didn't flavour mine with vanilla.
Of course you didn't, because I like vanilla, so you gave that a miss.
So this is a coffee tea cake.
So there's coffee in here?
Yes.
Of course there is.
Do you like coffee?
No, I don't like coffee.
Oh.
I hate coffee.
So what I've done, it's not straight coffee.
Yeah, it smells like coffee. I love the smell, but don't like the taste.
Well, it's coffee beans. I made a praline with coffee beans and walnuts and blended it up. So there's lots of sugar, and then mix it through the tea cake.
So effectively, it's like a cup of coffee that's
with sugar and nuts and cake. Yeah, you said you didn't have breakfast. This will pick you up for the rest of the day.
I didn't have breakfast. Although, if you actually listen to Dennis Stewart, that does our lifestyle program on Friday, he reckons that you shouldn't have breakfast anyway.
Well,
I'm feeling pretty good today.
Well, you're about to have cake for breakfast then, so I'm sure he'd recommend that
cake. Well, I'm sure he would. But anyway, we've got our tea cake with coffee, not vanilla.
No,
all right.
It's a coffee tea cake, or could you call it a coffee? A tea cake that's coffee? I don't know. You go back and forward and round and round. But, yeah, it's an old staple. It's, you know, it was around, came out from England, first settlers.
Mm-hmm.
They've been making tea cakes for hundreds of years out here.
And at least 200 and what, 30?
At least 230.
Mm. Don't mind that, considering it's got some coffee in there.
There'd be a bit of a crunch in it, too, with the praline.
There was a
praline. A change of texture.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't hear myself respond while you were talking. No, I did hit that praline crunch. There definitely is a coffee bean flavour, which is okay. And the cake is nice and spongy. Very nice.
Well, it's very simple to make. It's very, very simple to make. And very baking, it's 25 minutes, 180 degrees. It's, you know, anybody can do it. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah, but you're an actual chef, though.
Yeah, but years of training, you know.
Years of training to get a cake
not
like this.
That. I remember making cakes with my mother when I was 7. That's how tragic I am.
Well, I'll tell you what, it didn't taste half that bad, considering we had a full of coffee.
You're a great chef. You're great training. It didn't taste half bad.
Yeah,
Thanks very much, Mark.
It did. But look, if you'd like to have a crack at this yourself, we've got the recipe at 2NURFM.com and a morning show page, so have a look at it. Gav, like you said, you can pretty much flavour a cake with anything. Of course, vanilla maybe next time, mate, might be the go.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you next time. 2NURFM.com, you know him, you love him. The man, the myth, the legend is our chef, Gavin Foreman.